There must be no deviation from this condition. Will you agree?
Yes, sire.
And now the most important condition of all. You are forbidden to share the scrolls or the wisdom they contain with anyone. One day, there will appear a person who will transmit to you a sign, just as the star and your unselfish actions were the sign I sought. When this happens, you will recognize the sign, even though the person transmitting it may be ignorant that he is the chosen person. When your heart assures you that you are correct, you will pass over to him or her the chest and its contents, and when this is done, there need be no conditions imposed on the receiver, such as were imposed on me and which I now impose on you. The letter which I received so long ago commanded that the third to receive the scrolls could share their message with the world if he so desires. Will you promise to carry out this third condition?
I will.
Patro sighed in relief, as if a heavy weight had been removed from his body. He smiled weakly and cupped Hafid's face in his bony hands. Take the chest and depart. I will see thee no more. Go with my love and with my wishes for success, and may your Leisha eventually share all the happiness your future will bring you. Tears unashamedly rolled down Hafid's cheeks as he took the chest and carried it through the open bedroom door. He paused outside, placed the chest on the floor, and turned back toward his master. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. The old man smiled faintly and nodded. He raised his hand in farewell.